It is 5:20 p.m. and we'll open the public hearing. And I believe Mike.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. At your last council meeting, a resolution was passed that set a public hearing for the proposed sale of the city's interest in real estate to Roland Real Estate LLC for property at 224 North Main Street here in Carroll. Public notice of this was published pursuant to Iowa Code on December 4th, 2020, in the Carroll Times-Herald, which established tonight for the public hearing. Roland Real Estate LLC of Clive submitted the only bid for the purchase of the former City Hotel City Apartment site at 224 North Main Street. The bid price was $1,000, and the site is proposed to be redeveloped into a fourplex rental property. Information on the property sale was widely circulated by the city and was covered by local news media. And prior to the submittal deadline, 101 unique visitors did visit the city's website to view the RFP a total of 111 times. It is proposed that the council waive the purchasing policy, the policy regarding the appraisal of real property prior to the sale, since the value of the property is minimal and bids were solicited by the city through a competitive process. I would also note that since the council meeting packet did go out, Mr. Roland has provided an updated elevation, a drawing of the units, and he'll probably present those this evening. Additionally, since the November 23rd, 2020 meeting, staff did receive a number of comments. Two of these were highlighted in the staff report. Mr. Matt Wendell commented that while he did miss the deadline, he has a proposal for redevelopment of the site that is similar to the one that was proposed and would be interested in submitting a bid greater than $10,000. Ms. Peggy Bauman of 209 North Main Street commented that she was disappointed by the design presented by Roland Real Estate LLC and would prefer that the property be sold.
Hey, Mike, we're not able to hear you.
Yeah, the thing went...
What?
The thing said it was starting up again. And now it's checking for deployment.
Okay. Go ahead and
read your letter.
Hey, this is to our city council. This is Margaret Sidoris reading this for on behalf of Jolene Hamos, who could not be here tonight. It says to our city council, the people of Carroll are very upset with the way you spend our tax money. A company from out of town comes to Carroll and gives a nothing bid for a lot that was the city hotel. $1,000 for a lot that could bring at least $20,000 to $25,000. Then we're going to give them a $300,000 in tax credits so they can build apartments on the lot. I do not think this is a done deal, according to the paper. There are people in Carroll that will pay a lot more for it, but I guess you'd rather give it our tax money to people out of town. There is talk that you also plan to do the same thing on other properties throughout that should be torn down. How much is our tax money going to go in that venture? It is time to start listening to the people of Carroll.
Thank you.
This is Kyle Bauer. I've got a few questions too on how the property was advertised for sale, because I feel a lot of people did not know about it, especially your local landlords. I feel like a lot of local landlords would be somebody that'd be interested in this property if they'd known about it. Clay and I talked earlier today. I feel that if this property was listed on the real estate market with a tax abatement, I feel it's a $25,000 to $30,000 property or more all day long.
I don't think this is.
And a few questions that I have is if this sale does go through and this project is not completed in 18 months, is he going to lose that tax abatement? How long does he have to own this property? And then is this a Section 8 housing at all? And there was talk about another property acquired, which was acquired on September 22nd at 408 7th Street, which the paper, the Daily Times Herald, said that it's either going to be renovated or torn down. So what did the city pay for that property as well? And what is the net loss expected to be? Because right now, this is $197,000 net loss. and you have a buyer that's willing to already give you over $10,000 for something, yeah, it's not going to cover the whole debt load, but it's better than that $1,000. And it's a local buyer who's done a lot for our community. That's all I've got.
If you can answer any questions.
We did
work with local media
to widely advertise this. I know they ran a number of stories, both on Carroll Times Herald, on Carroll Broadcasting, and I think we had really good information.
I think that's why you've seen that we had individuals download the RFP for this project.
As the local comment received, We did specifically email it to Mr. Wendell, who was well aware of this prior to the date of the bid, but he was made aware of it personally by myself. As for the tax abatement, I know there were other comments made. It is not a $300,000
tax abatement.
I'm just going to walk out for a second.
You're fine. I'm making out what you say.
The tax abatement would be a reduction, would reduce the value of the property by $300,000 or up to $300,000 for 5 years. That would be a total abatement or real estate abatement of probably in the range of about $15,000. So it's not $300,000 that was explained earlier. And, certainly the council has discretion on how to move forward at this point. I do see Mr. Mullen on. I don't know if he wants to come on and kind of talk a little bit about the elevations. I know some of the neighbors have some questions about that.
I've got one other question, Mike. When this property was acquired, what did you guys plan on selling it for? You had the mindset of redeveloping, which is good, and that definitely needed to be torn down. But why wasn't there a minimum bid put on this?
It's a good question, Mr. Bauer, and I think ultimately a lot of times when cities acquire properties like this, there's just a lot of uncertainty about what it is. Appropriate value is, and so when the city council made the decision to put it, they didn't set a minimum because frankly we want to see what the real market was for it, and that's the reason we did. I mean, I can't answer why we only received the one bid, but that's ultimately what we did receive. I would make one other comment. You had asked about the property on 7th Street. That was a nuisance property the city had been trying to get cleaned up for another number of years. And actually, the city filed an action basically asking the courts to declare that an abandoned property. And ultimately, there was no action taken by the property owners to answer any of the court documents that the city filed. They were properly served. And did receive notice that since they weren't responding, that a default judgment was going to be filed against them. And ultimately, since they did not answer that, the court did, by default, declare that an abandoned property. The city did receive that. Other than our legal expenses, there was no cost to the city in acquiring that property.
So how long does this guy have to own the property? If this sale goes through, how long does he have to own this? And is this open to Section 8 housing? Because I feel people in that neighborhood are going to want to know that.
So there is no minimum period of time that he would have to own this property. As for Section 8 housing or any other, there is no restriction. Section 8 housing can be put in anywhere, in any rental property. There's additional rental properties in this neighborhood. And so there could be Section 8 housing today in this neighborhood. I think it's the developer's intent to do market rate. That's what we've been told. But any rental property could actually have Section 8 housing in it.
Hey, Mike, it's Andy. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep. So, I would have just to kind of touch on that since that's where it was. No intentions of Section 8 housing. I've never done any of that. I would, I can share here the updated front elevation, because I know that was has been a big concern of that. I will say the colors that are on the elevation are not, you know, I don't feel they match themselves well. So the colors, you know, would be, sorry, this just popped up on my thing to share the screen. Let me do this.
I think we got an email today of that. I did see a photo of it. Or, yeah. Do you have a copy of it, Mike?
It says it's, I'm not able to share the screen. The host needs to enable screen sharing.
Try again, Andy.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Can you guys see that now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, so as you can see there, you know, we've got the offset, the north and south units sticking out 3 feet from the center units. Some little dormers over the two end front doors, and then kind of a roof that makes up that 3 foot offset, kind of create a front porch on here in, for the two center units. Like I said, you know, the colors aren't accurately reflected, but, you know, would have, you know, a wainscoting along the bottom with siding above, some columns holding up these roof structures along the front of this to add some more depth to the structure. I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has. I know another thing that has been brought up to me is, you know, local labor, things like that. You know, numbers are tight on these projects. I've got pretty specific costs marked out for each thing. You know, more than willing to take proposals from different trades and things to see if they fit inside of my budget. I know, you know, all my countertops come from the local Carroll company that I've been using for years. So, you know, I hope to be able to use some more local businesses as part of the project. It is a project that I fully plan on holding on to, zero intentions of developing, leasing out, and selling. That's not my intentions. I know a lot of you are aware of the project I did in Jefferson, where we built 12 units, and those are all full, and, you know, we manage and maintain all those ourselves. As far as lawn and snow care, I'll be hiring a local company long term for lawn and snow care. So, any questions anyone has, I'm happy to answer.
You know, we got some questions from the public specifically on the design.
Right. And that, I think at the initial meeting we did, the rough sketches that we had seen, this one looks a little more appealing than the other, than what the other ones had looked. So.
And I did talk to some folks from the neighborhood today who had seen the updated elevations, and I think they still had some questions and some concerns, but I believe they're on the line.
Yeah, so this is Tom Newman. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tom, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So we live across Main Street from the City Hotel and two houses south. And I just had some comments. You know, we all know that Main Street is the gateway to the south end of Carroll. The city does a great job in maintaining Main Street with the snow removal, the landscaping, the mowing of the median. The neighborhood has great stability, families living here 20, 30 years. Obviously, the city has invested heavily in the neighborhood by tearing down the City Hotel with the idea that it would improve the area and make it better. And I got to tell you, the neighborhood appreciates that. But now comes the next step. What do you do with the property, right? And that's what you're talking about tonight. And honestly, it would be great if it were a single-family dwelling, kids playing in the front yard, somebody wanted to live here for 20 or 30 years, a friendly dog to come meet you, and a home with great curb appeal. I know that's asking for a lot, but in the end, I think what the neighborhood wants is something with curb appeal, something that really fits into the neighborhood, and makes the neighborhood nicer place. It would be great if it would improve the neighborhood. And so that's really what we're looking for. And it's hard for me to look at a rendering or to talk to somebody I don't know and understand how it fits into the neighborhood. Like you said, it might not be the right color or whatever. And all those details matter to this neighborhood. The height of the structure, how far back it's set. And I know those are in the drawing, but what it comes down to, it's really, in my mind, up to the city council to make something, to choose something that fits in the neighborhood and lifts up the neighborhood and not the other direction. A lot of money was spent. And again, we appreciate what you've done, but now the next step is to ensure. And the rendering, I'm not for it or against it. I really have no feeling, are the materials quality? Is it going to fall apart in 5 years? Is it going to last 100 years? I don't know. But those are, I guess, decisions that we elect you to make, and we certainly put our faith in you and hope that you make the right decision here.
This is Peggy, and I guess I have a question for Mr. Rowland. When I looked up the original diagram, not the rendering that was put out this last weekend, but the original diagram that had the 20-foot setback, I wasn't real sure where that setback was coming from. Was that coming from the street, or is that coming from the sidewalk?
So when that setback, that would probably have to come from the right-of-way, the 10-foot right-of-way.
The 10-foot driveway from where?
It would come from the sidewalk, essentially. It'd be measured from the property line. Generally, this varies, but generally the sidewalk and then in 1 foot is where the property line is. So that's where the setback would be measured from.
So I guess the question is, then, is the setback 20 feet from the sidewalk? Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
It would be from the property line itself.
Okay.
Generally, that's from the sidewalk.
Okay.
That was Mr. Pogie Weaver answering the question. Just
thank you, Mike. This is Margaret again, and there's a group of us from the rec center. We just had a couple questions. One being, you know, the city encourages local support to all the businesses and everything else. So I think there's a lot of people who are frustrated with how this is handling, how it's been handled in regards to the sale of this, when you know that you've got somebody local willing to pay more and be more vested in the property. And then the next thing is, I don't think Mike ever answered the part of Kyle's question as far as future properties that are being looked at the city. And I think what the citizens of Carroll don't want is that the city continue to invest so much money in properties and continue to lose tax dollars and not get anything back out of it. I think that should be handled by real estate companies and let them try to sell it at a greater margin, because they earn money on selling it for more. And most of us could not operate on how the city has handled this project.
Thank you. I guess I'd like to, you know, for as much as we had put into that, I wouldn't mind seeing more money come from the sale of that. I guess that's one of the points that I keep looking back at, on what we had to do to acquire it, what we had to do to demolish it. There's still that fair value of that work that the city did, the taxpayers put into it, that I think that there should be a little more equitable amount coming from that property. But that's my opinion. So,
Mr. Berner, this is Clay Haley. Could you tell us a little bit about what the council's options are here? I understand we can accept the bid that we have. We hear talk about there being another potential $10,000 plus buyer out there. Can we just go ahead and accept that money? What are our abilities?
Is he still on?
Yes, he just unmuted his
mic.
Okay. Dave, can you hear us?
Can't hear Dave.
He keeps muting and unmuting himself. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
I guess I would, you know,
Mike,
just...
Mike, can you hear me?
There we go.
We can hear you now, Dave.
Okay. Clay, could you repeat your question, please?
Sure. I was just curious as to what the council's legal abilities are. We have a bid that came in through a bid process that we legally utilize. And I don't, no one here likes the $1,000 bid, okay? But that's the bid we got, and it was put in the proper channels in the proper way. So I'm curious now, with talk of there being a local person who would like to spend more than $10,000 for the property, you know, can we as the council just go out and take his money? Do we have to go through a bid process again, I assume? I was curious if you could outline our options.
Yeah, I think regarding the hearing tonight, Clay, is the decision for the council is to accept or reject the proposal on the table. That would be the only decision tonight after this public hearing. What the council decides to do thereafter, let's presume council rejects the proposal on the table at this point. It would then become the council's option as to how they proceed further.
If that scenario went through, are we able to do as proposed and list with a real estate agent?
I think that would be an option. It would still have to proceed through this process that you've just went through with this proposal also, though.
RFP or bid process.
Yeah, this process.
I think we'd still have to have another public. You'd have to have a public hearing on the sale of it. Yeah.
Certainly.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome.
I would make one comment because I think it's also important. I mean, one of the things why we chose the process we did was one of the reasons was we did want to kind of control what was built in the neighborhood. I think one of the things the council was really was concerned about was architecturally what was going to be built in the neighborhood. And I think we were hopeful that through this RFP process, we were going to get multiple bids. And through that RFP process, price wasn't the only determination. I mean, we could have been presented a few different options, and one would have been more appealable, frankly, to the neighborhood than others. And that the council then could be in a position to say, you know, we want to respect with what's been built in the neighborhood and choose one that may have been a little bit lower sale price to the city. And so that's, to recall, that's one of the reasons when we put this RFP together and sent this out, why we chose the process. Now, we are faced with, we received one. Now, again, it's easy to come after the fact and say, hey, we will offer more than someone else. Well, we did a competitive RFP process. And in fact, the one person that spoke up and said publicly, hey, I'm willing to pay more and this is how much I'm willing to pay, they specifically were sent a RFP and they chose not to. Now, if you do go to a real estate model and decide to just go for the highest price, you know, you could end up with anything next to somebody's home, so you lose some of those aesthetic control. That's one of the reasons why the city chose this. I know there was a comment or a question made earlier, and really it's important to also, this was kind of an elephant in the community. I think for a long time the city and the community looked at this property and really struggled with what to do. This wasn't one house that could be demolished. We were really looking at a property that was the size of probably 3 to 4 houses, that was 3 stories tall, was within feet of buildings both on the north and south side to it, so it was challenging. It was also a building that was full of asbestos because of the age that it was in, and not only did you have the typical asbestos that you've seen in pipe insulation and flooring, but we had advanced deterioration where in the basement the insulation of the asbestos was actually in the soil, So soil had to be removed from the property, all while trying to keep it safe for the adjoining property. So we had asbestos also in the siting of the property. So the costs were very high, really because of the challenges this property presented. And, you know, we were asked by a couple individuals recently, well, why didn't the city try to sell the property as is versus demolishing? And if the council recalls, we actually went through a process after we acquired it and basically said, we'd give you the property to tear down and rehab, because we figured that that's the direction it needed to go. And we couldn't even get any takers just to give the property away. So this was a challenging property. I think as we look forward, I don't think there's another challenging property like this in the community. I know the council has one of its priorities that it wants to address some of these properties around the community. Well, there's no three-story city hotel that's sitting in our community. I mean, they're going to be the size of single-family homes now, from what I can see right now. So I think this was just a challenging issue in itself. So I think those are some of the reasons, if you recall, why we ended up going the direction. You know, we had a lot of discussion at council on the RFP process and why we ultimately went that way, and the council wanted to go that way. And so there's challenges. And yeah, are we disappointed we only had one proposal? Absolutely. I wish we would have had 20 proposals. Wish we had 101, one from everyone that looked at this RFP, but unfortunately we didn't get that.
Can I chime in quickly? I only have a couple comments, and the first would be I'm as well disappointed that our only bid was for $1,000. I do think the property is probably worth more than that. However, you just said we could have easily given it away, and nobody wanted to do all that tear down and demolish and whatnot. So I get your point there. However, when this went out to bid, probably was not a super great time due to the weather. And I'm imagining that there's probability that several people that viewed that site didn't put in a bid on it because they probably were not going to be able to get it done in 18 months. Personally, I don't 100% care for the style of the building. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think it fits the neighborhood. I do know what Andy's trying to do, and I appreciate that. But I'm not 100% on board with that style. I prefer to see something with front porch, brick, something that looks like that neighborhood, so I understand where the neighbors are coming from. And so I don't know. My thoughts are that I would suggest that we wait on this. I don't think you're going to get any other builder that's going to get this done in 18 months, and that's probably why we didn't get anybody else to bid on it. But that's just me.
This is Amy Brown from 214 North Main Street.
Yes, go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Mayor. And I just want to say thank you so much to the City Council for taking on this. I understand it was a very big financial burden. I obviously lived next to the City Hotel for 20 years. I am now trying to sell that property, but I'm still very concerned about what goes in next to that home. One of my concerns is, you know, it's just like, I know that Mike and I kind of talked about possibly me being able to buy that property at one point in time. And I know that Tom and Peggy they would love for somebody to be able to buy that property and possibly, you know, build a single family home. Councilman Seaman, I totally agree with you. I am not on board with the design that has been suggested at this time. I don't just ask for the council tonight to just take a little bit of pause on this. I really think that value of that property is much more. And it's scary because my property value, according to other places, has dropped almost $40,000 by the City Hotel being taken down. So again, it's pretty hard to sell a property when my property value has decreased that amount. I love this community. I love this neighborhood. I just ask for the city council to, you know, let's take pride in what we put back there. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Amy.
Amy, I have a question. This is Jerry Fleshner. You said your property dropped $40,000. Is that, are you still there?
Hey, Mike, it's Andy again. Okay. Am I right by that, you know, still final design kind of needs to be presented? I think that was kind of something that was agreed upon, wasn't it? You know, once approved, that, you know, final design needs to be approved.
That's correct, Andy.
I think it's back up, Jerry, if you want to try to ask a question.
Try to answer it, ask your question.
Amy, are you still there? Amy Brown, I know I can see you, or you're still online. Can you log back in? Unmute yourself.
They are hearing you now.
Amy, are you still there?
I can still see where she was talking before.
She just,
yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Councilman Fleshner would like to ask you a question.
Amy, I just, okay. The $40,000 that your property dropped in value, how did you determine that?
Basically, I had my property listed on Zillow, and it was listed for at least $135,000. And at this point in time, I'm approximately at $95,000 to $90,000 value.
So that's determined by Zillow, you're telling me?
Correct. And that's how I've listed it at this point in time.
Okay.
That's how my realtor at one point in time listed it also.
All right, thank you.
I would think with that being gone,
I would think so.
That would probably improve it, but maybe it's,
I don't see
the uncertainty of what would be going in there. I don't know. I don't know enough about real estate to do it.
And I'm uncertain on how Zillow, I'm uncertain how Zillow could actually determine a price like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really, I mean, they're a national. They probably don't even know that the property, the building next door has been demolished. So I'm sure it's based on more national trends than it is really what's happening in Carroll, Isle,
it can't be local.
Pinpointed on a specific site. But I don't know how the Zillow algorithms work.
Yeah, I don't
either. Well, I appreciate you guys having that concern. And I do have people that have shown interest in that home. But again, everybody's kind of waiting until the city council makes a decision on, you know, what will be going into that property. And again, you know, if we could, you know, set up and have someone build a single house, you know, home there, that'd be great too. And I'm totally on board. I don't know if that's a possibility or not.
Yeah, we can still hear you, Amy.
I'd like to make a comment. Andy, are you still there? That was Misty speaking earlier. This is Carolyn Seaman. And I think you have improved the curb appeal of the building. And it sounds like you're willing to work with us. I know when we talked, I asked you about the pillars in the front and a porch and so on. Just some nice amenities, and you seem very willing to work with us. And in the contract, under conditions, it sounds like the you would still have time, if we approve this tonight, you would still have time to work. And it says with the city manager, under condition F of the contract. Final design must be presented to and shall be approved by the city manager prior to the start of construction. Misty has some concerns. I have had concerns. I think you've improved this. Maybe there's some more room for improvement. But my concern is we've had two other apartment projects presented to us over the last 3 or 4 years, and people, financing became an issue for them. You have provided us a letter showing, demonstrating that is not going to be an issue, and we've needed some market rate apartments for quite a while. And I'm just thinking, do you have any more ideas for enhancing the look? For me, on the other side of Amy, to the south, are those gray apartments, and they look nice. They could use some paint, I would say. I think yours would, with the brickwork, etc., I think that they would look nice in this area, given that the other apartment, I think, needs some work. I think maybe that would encourage maybe something to be done. But I don't see that these are, with a little more creativity, that these would be any less suitable to the neighborhood than the gray apartments right next door to the south of Amy. So my question is, would you be willing to work on, come up with some ideas? I don't have ideas. I think the pillar post should be somewhat more substantial. I don't know if your drawing is totally accurate in what you intend to do. But would you be willing to work some more on this with us to come up with something that enhances the neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that was why I asked the question of, that still needs to be approved by city manager. Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely open to, I think, as I said in the beginning, the colors of that drawing, I'm not happy with the colors of that drawing specifically. The final siding palette still needs to be decided upon, most definitely. And I'm definitely interested in working with whoever that needs to be to present the color palette before construction begins.
Right. I think fitting into the neighborhood with that color palette would be a plus. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no problems with that. I can pretty easily study what the surrounding palette colors are and come up with some choices that would accurately depict what's in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
One question I have: if we would move forward with this tonight, and if what we're asking becomes a bridge too far for Andy, what happens at that point?
That's where that's a good question. That's kind of where I was. I mean, how far do you string them along until, the end of it?
I want to make sure I understand the question right, and Dave Bruner can also chime in, but your question is if the council approves this evening and the project never comes to fruition, what happens? And that's why ultimately we did the contract for deed. And so there are stipulations within that contract that Mr. Rowland would have to fulfill. And if he would not be able to fulfill it in the timeline or the design, or just couldn't get a final design approval, then ultimately the contract for deed would be extinguished by the council. And then that property would remain, even during contract for deed, the property would still remain in the title of the city. It's not until the property is completed that they would actually get a title on the property. So we did that specifically, and that's what a lot of cities do in these type of projects. It's not on similar.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, that does answer the question. And basically the premise of it was, if Andy is not willing or not able to meet what it is we're looking for, what's the exit strategy for him and where does that leave us?
It's the only contract.
Andy, this is Councilman Haley. Could you tell us, and I want to say I did tour your properties in Jefferson and looked very nice. I'm curious, can you tell us about the construction materials and practices that you utilize and adhere to, please?
Materials, all exterior materials are, materials that are going to last a long time.
for me, this project is something I plan on holding on to for a long time. So for me, to use materials that last the longest is only for my best interest. You know, I don't want to be replacing siding in 5 years or roof in 10 years. You know, I want all quality materials because, you know, 10 years from now, I don't want to be redoing the buildings again. You know, they have 206 construction, so they're real energy efficient, try to keep the utilities low for people, you know, maintenance-free stuff. You know, we use, you know, LVT products in the bathrooms, in the kitchen, and carpet in the bedrooms, you know, all things that, you know, have a real long lifespan, you know, quality materials, just because, you know, I can't afford to be replacing the materials often. Does that help you a little bit, or you want to, if, you know, you have to expand if you kind of got a follow-up question?
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. As I've had conversations with some of the community, there were concerns about what they had called builder-grade materials being used, something that for me meant that there was a lower grade of material being used potentially to build a property, and that specifically by you, just as a general whole. So to hear that you plan to hang on to the property for a long time and that you intend to use good practices and good materials, yes, that's exactly what I need to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, like just for instance, you know, like I do the architectural shingles, which are the 30-year shingles on the roof, you know, not the, you know, super builder grade three-tab shingles that, you know, look worn out in 10 years, you know. I mean, I you know, this is a long-term play for me, you know, no intentions of getting rid of these properties in the short term. This is something that I'm, you know, here to stay and be the face of for a long time.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the public? You'll have to unmute yourself, please. Seeing or hearing none, it is 6:14, and we'll close the public hearing. I guess, like I said, my only comment is I'd like to have seen more from what we put into it, but how long do you wait until you try and do this again somewhere down the road? The drawing that I saw, I thought it was a lot more palatable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go down that street, there's another block to the south, and on the west side, there's an apartment building kind of similar to that. It's pretty plain. This one looks a lot better on the outside from what I could see. But
and in his proposal, he said the rent, he's anticipating $1,000 a month. People, for that, I think they're going to expect, as Clay alluded
quality.
To, quality, yeah, quality, and, yeah, and, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think it's the restarting again, so they're not going to hear.
Well, the public hearing part's over at this point, so.
Well, we need to wait.
All right, I can do that. Oh, yeah, Andy just said we lost sound again. So basically, even if this is approved, there's still some contingencies where it may not work, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you should be back up.
So basically, it's not going again?
I can tell when the mic moves. Test 1, 2.
That was your mic. Now my line is going.
Yeah, we're good.
I can see it go up and down there. So if this is approved tonight, there's still going to be other contingencies where this, if it falls through, we still retain the rights to the property.
Correct. And just for the record, we know we lost audio. We didn't pause until the audio came back. So the council hasn't talked since we lost the audio. But
are we confident of where we left off at?
Carolyn had just talked, and she had pretty much finished her comments.
Okay.
Yeah, because she said the thing went down. Laura said the thing went down. So
it's back up again.
Yeah, I can see the microphone going up and down. Are there any other comments from the council?
I would just like to say this has been just a little bit of a challenge for me, just from the standpoint. I wish we could have gotten more, but we did put out bids. We did receive legal bids.
We lost sound again.
Believe me, we worked on this last week because we knew we were having issues and we thought they were fixed.
Yeah. And the YouTube world can still hear us,
but yeah, but Zoom's our official meeting, so we have to, and that's where all the public is.
Mm-hmm.